The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 a.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you twice a day, every weekday by China Radio International.
Paul James with you on this Wednesday, March the 28th, 2012. Welcome to the Beijing Hour, coming to you live from the Chinese capital. Richard St. Cyr is with Beijing United Family Hospital. He's a doctor and the founder of popular expat health blog, MyHealthBeijing.com. The good doctor joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Doc. What caught your attention this morning as far as news out of the papers is concerned?
Morning, Paul. There were some really interesting headlines that grabbed people today, which were really kind of misleading, so I wanted to go over them a little bit. They were both from Xinhua. The first one said, popcorn is healthier than fruits and vegetables. Okay. That caught my attention.
Yeah.
And it basically was reviewing a study that people did, just analyzing the nutrition value of a bag of popcorn versus a fruit and vegetable. And it is true. There actually were a lot of healthy things called polyphenols. We've talked about this before. They're basically like antioxidants. And so, like, one serving of this popcorn did have a lot more than, like, a relative amount of fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you know, people reading that will run out and they'll get their butter popcorn or their sweet popcorn in the Chinese movie theater. And the way they make the popcorn is key. The only one that was actually better was the air-popped popcorn, mm-hmm. which, of course, has essentially no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But and of course, if you sprinkle salt on it, then you get into salt issue with blood pressure and things like that. The second you put butter and other things on it, the nutritional value kind of, you know, plummets.
Mm.
But it is true, if you're comparing popcorn to other snacks, let's say if you're at home or something, having a bag of popcorn that's mostly just kind of air popped or in a good oil is actually relatively healthy compared to, you know, a bag of Oreo cookies or things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that it makes sort of a common sense, but an interesting study and an interesting look at our snacking nonetheless. What was the other headline that you say was a little bit misleading this morning?
Yeah, this one was actually more over the world. It was because it was in a reputable journal, this Archives of Internal Medicine. It said chocolate could lower your BMI. So basically, the more chocolate you eat, the more weight you'll lose.
BMI being body mass index.
Yes, the body mass index. So it actually was a study. They followed people over a while, and the people that had a little bit more chocolate actually did weigh a little bit less. So their BMI was a little bit less. The problem is, you know, is that a correlation, or what, is that a cause, or did they do something else in their life that was related to it? It doesn't mean the chocolate did that, right? So, so everyone's saying, oh, that means we need further studies and everything, but I don't want people to run out and buy a lot of chocolate thinking they're going to lose weight on it.
Yeah.
And again, it's key. It depends on the chocolate, right? So dark chocolate is, as we discussed before, is much, much better than regular chocolate, you know,
right.
Milk chocolate or white chocolate.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, I mean, did this study take a look at the actual chocolate intake, the type of chocolate that these people were eating, like, comparatively speaking?
I'm not sure. I didn't have time to look at the details, but it didn't mention dark versus milk. I think it was just chocolate. I think the question, it was just a survey. They just asked, how much chocolate do you eat in a day or things like that. So they didn't break it down. That's why, as they always say, further research is needed.
I smell the chocolate industry behind this survey. Just kidding. Anyway, that's Richard St. Cyr, a doctor with Beijing United Family Hospital, founder of popular expat health blog, MyHealthBeijing.com.